And Pat said, most of the time it doesn't literally cost you a penny. Why in the world would you not want that?
And I think it's just because sometimes we don't know how to explain it properly to the buyers. So our buyers are a little confused about what it means. You said it so clearly in the fact that without that written buyer representation agreement, you have to just remain like neutral. You just
like a dummy.
Yeah, like a dummy. It's like, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think? Well, that's what you look like. And you said it so well. Is with that written, you can tell them everything. So we actually want to share everything that we know, all of our knowledge. We can give them advice. We can give them counsel. Like you said, do a competitive market analysis, everything. And I think that that's just sometimes we don't do a good job at explaining. And so buyers think, oh, no, I have to make this down payment and closing costs. Now I got to pay a realtor, which is not true. And I think sometimes that's our fault for not explaining it clearly to the buyer. Yeah.
But and let's just talk about that, too. You say finding your house. That is the easiest part of the whole transaction.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is just that's again kindergarten.
Yeah.
Let's talk about as a buyer what you need some help with here in San Angelo. And I know I may be getting myself in trouble, but I'm huge on using local lenders because I've watched too many deals where at that time my clients got taken advantage of, and we couldn't get all the information until the day of closing, and then it was really too late. And I'm talking thousands of dollars,
right?
You know, and junk fees,
right?
You know, where if it's face to face, whether it's with, you know, Roxy or Valerie or, you know, any of them, Sonora Bank, Citizens Bank, you know, any of the local banks here, Bank and Trust, we can go down and sit down and say, hey, what's the deal here?
Yeah,
and because they are local, they can literally come to our closing and say, okay, let's fix this now, and that's worth thousands of dollars to you. And you can help them and you can see them, and that may just be me. But our rates are real competitive if you look at anybody's. And we can also help you with, you say, well, I saw this thing on TV and I can get 2.9. Yeah, but you're paying $10,000 in extra fees up front to get that. So you're really not getting that rate.
Right.
So we can help you do apples to apples and oranges to oranges, which is huge.
Absolutely.
But, I'm kind of jumping because we're going to do that up front. We're going to get you pre-qualified.
Right.
But why would we get you pre-qualified?
Well, because if I'm a seller, and right now the market is hot, as you well know, we're getting multiple offers. Matter of fact, that's what I'm teaching this afternoon. We're getting multiple offers, and with multiple offers, we absolutely can't. A seller, you know, would look at that and go like, you know, who is the lender? I mean, a smart seller is going to say,
absolutely,
where's your lender? And I can just tell you from experience, when I was in the Dallas area, we had buyers who did not take our advice, who used a lender whose underwriter was in Florida. And that's when one of the hurricanes came. We had closed it. Their moving truck was coming. And the company that was funding it blew away in the hurricane. So ask me how that turned out.
Horrible.
I mean, we had people staying in hotel. I had a moving truck in my back parking lot. It was a nightmare. So I think our local lenders, just being able to provide them the list of good choices, because they're right here. And that makes a seller more agreeable, maybe, to go with that offer if it was a multiple offer situation.
100%. Well, if you're the seller and you say, this person has a letter from the bank saying they can buy my house, this person has nothing, which one would you take?
Absolutely.
So as your representative, as a buyer, I'm going to help you with that. Second, we're going to find the home, and you're going to say, oh, well, it is easy. I'll tell you why. Because when you pick the price range you want and the area you want, we only have 346 houses on the market. Yeah. And when you narrow it down, you may narrow it down to 5 houses, 10 max. So when
you're
done
lucky,
that,
yeah,
and then you're going to pick, well, we don't like this one, we like this. So you're going to find that, but that's 100% what you do. We'll just show it to you. Then comes the part of what do we do?
Yeah.
Well, first off, we need to get inspections done. I'm going to give you 3 really good inspectors. And you can pick which one you want, but I'm going to give you 3 really good to choose from that I know that I've used that I had great results with.
Right.
Know somebody, if I don't know them, haven't had bad results, I won't ever use them again. So I'm going to make sure you have the choice of 3 good ones. We're going to make sure the inspection, I'm going to go over the inspection report with you and help you, because as a buyer, it's going to scare the tar out of you. You're going to sit and go, oh my God, look at all the stuff on here. And a lot of that's Mickey Mouse stuff.
Right.
And if you go back to the seller and say, I want everything, that's probably not going to happen. So let's pick what is important. You know, that there may be some things that are really crucial on there.
Right.
A scratch on the door does not count, even though it's going to be on the inspection report. But aluminum wiring is huge. So something
it's huge.
So we're going to help you with that. It makes you hold your hand because we've done it a lot of times. Okay, so we've got the inspection. Then we're going to negotiate those for you. Make sure we get that done. That's a huge deal, too. We're going to tell you to call your insurance company and have the roof checked out to make sure we don't have somebody after the fact of closing say, oh, we didn't check your roof, and no, we can't insure it. So a lot of pitfalls, a lot of misery that you won't ever have to go through. So we've got our inspection. We've got all that negotiated. Then we get to the title company. It's not a piece of cake. We're going to make sure everything on it's right. I mean, I can go on and on and on because we don't have time. But all the different steps. Right. And Pat, jump in here. There's things.
There's just so many. I think on your value package, you probably have 40 plus steps that we do for a buyer from the beginning to through closing and funding. So I think behind the scenes, a lot of buyers don't know. And all the negotiating that goes on.
Yes.
That's something that our agents do well. And you have a lot of negotiating on why this, this offer is a good offer, et cetera.
And you see some houses, and it is, from what you pay for it to what you get, to making sure we get you to the loan company at the end and make sure your rate's right, your lock-in happened, everything that's happened. And we keep saying rates are going to go up. When are they going to go up? Pat, I've said it for 5 years, so they haven't gone up.
We always, everybody says rates are going to go up, and you go like, well, they're just, you
I'm
and I can remember
I'm
back to when interest rates were.
My first one was 18%.
No, my house was 17.5%.
Yeah.
When I tell people that in class, they go, are you kidding me?
Yeah. How old are you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really old. I'm old, honey, because I had 17.5. But I can remember, we had to do buy-downs and creative financing. Now they're so affordable. I think the problem is we just have a shortage of inventory.
We do.
And what you said so well is you've got to pick it and ready to go and jump on it when you find the right home.
So you now have the ability and the authority to say, what are you going to do for me as my buyer agent?
Right.
Show me your value package. Show me
Absolutely.
What you're going to do. And please ask us that. Please, please ask us that, because I'm proud of what we do. And we can show you and help you. And this is, for most people, one of the biggest things they'll ever do in their life.
Absolutely.
Most expensive anyway. And so let's make it right. Let's do it right. Let's get somebody on your side. You know, if you're getting a doctor, you're not going to say, oh, what kind of deal can I get? I want the best.
Right.
You know, I want it done right, period. Pat, I always appreciate you coming. I know it's a drive
you so
for
much.
You.
It's just so much fun. I just hope some of our listeners will decide they want to be a realtor.
Yes.
And if they're picking a realtor, I hope they will pick Scott Allison Real Estate.
Thank you. And if they're buying a house, we'll use our value package and help you with that too.
Absolutely. Buying or selling.
And if you want to rehear everything we said or any of our programs, except for some of mine and Jeremy's programs, you can go to sallison.com and click on there, and you can listen to the whole thing again, which is kind of cool. Or check us out on Facebook. You'll see the first part. We do our little Facebook deal because we've got, I think last time we had over 2,000 views.
We had lots of views.
So it's kind of cool. And check it out. We appreciate it. Again, most importantly, we appreciate your loyalty and appreciate you listening to us and all you do for our community. In your name, thank you so much. Bye.